Some of the words and phrases that we use every day have sinister origins. These terms are linguistic remnants of a deeply racist past. They may seem harmless on the surface, but their continued usage subconsciously reinforces harmful attitudes and discriminatory beliefs. And here are a few examples. This is 2 Minute Black History, what you didn't learn in school. Though used for centuries, the word freeholder took root in the United States as part of the Constitution. It established that only white men could be landowners. The repercussions of this rule of law still have lingering consequences today. Ever heard of being grandfathered in or the grandfather clause? When the 15th Amendment was ratified, giving black men the right to vote, Southern states retaliated by passing laws giving poor white men new voting access. They were grandfathered into giving white votes more power. Though most people use the term sprinkles, the word jimmies is interchangeable but problematic. Jimmies refers explicitly to chocolate sprinkles. You know, the ones you get on your ice cream. The exact origin of the term remains up for debate. Some claim they were named after the Jim Crow laws against black people in the South. Others claim their inventors said they reminded them of tiny black people. Either way, we should stick to just calling them sprinkles. Mumbo jumbo, or something confusing or meaningless, didn't take this meaning until the 20th century. A clerk observing the religious rituals of a Mumbo jumbo of the Mandinka people relayed what he couldn't understand in language or performance in his book, Travels in the Interior Districts of Africa. Thus, we get Mumbo jumbo. These unassuming words carry the weight of a system that deliberately marginalizes us. Until we address the unfairness present in our everyday culture and deliberately choose words that are free from prejudice and discrimination, we will unintentionally support a system that benefits from using language to oppress others. In order to move towards the future, you've got to look to the past. This has been 2 Minute Black History, the podcast by Push Black. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show your support, please rate and subscribe to our podcast. Together, let's celebrate and honor the legacy of Black history.